Ruthie Foster is from a small town in central Texas, but there is nothing small about the way she sings on her new CD, Let It Burn.
In the beginning, you really loved me. I was too blind. I couldn't see.
Ruthie Foster is a blues, soul, gospel, rock, you can probably add some more genres to that kind of singer. She put in a tour of duty with the U.S. Navy Band. She had a stint in New York City and eventually found her way back home to Texas, this time to the musical mecca of Austin. Her new album features some solid originals and some surprising covers, along with a few stirring collaborations with that iconic gospel ensemble, the Blind Boys of Alabama.
God moves on the water,
April the 14th day.
God moves
on the water, everybody had to run and pray.
The Titanic left Southampton.
And Ruthie Foster joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Ruthie, welcome and thanks for being here.
Hello, hello. It is a pleasure, a joy.
Well, we agree. So you got started in a rural church choir in Texas. Take us back there.
Yeah, I grew up in central part of Texas, this little place, little area called Teals Prairie. Of course, we say Teals Prayer from where I'm from. And a lot of my family pretty much made up the church and the church choir, for that matter.
So your family out there in the audience.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no choice but to either go into singing or preach. You know, it was just one of those things.
I wonder if this new album, I mean, you're performing with the Blind Boys of Alabama. Are you hearkening back, I mean, to that church choir and those times?
Oh, completely. And, you know, and they do that. You know, whenever the Blind Boys enter the room, I found out the atmosphere just changes. It gets loud, you know.
I can imagine.
And I found out by singing beside them, you don't just sing, you sang. And that's what we did back in the church. You know, when it was time to sing, that was your time to testify. It was about opening up and showing people what you know.
Oh, Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
Oh, Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
When these chains get broken, set my body free. Oh, Lord, remember me.
Oh, remember me.
And I wondered, with such a tight group, a tight ensemble like the Blind Boys, I mean, and they've worked together for so long, how do you find your place? How do you find your voice when you're singing with them?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. You know, I learned a lot about phrasing back when I was learning how to sing with a big band. And singing with the Blind Boys of Alabama is kind of like singing with a big band. You try to find the holes. <You know?
laughs> And fit in them.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, remember me.
You know what I mentioned in the intro, one of the other things you've done in this new album is you've gone after some pretty surprising covers. And here's one. It's Johnny Cash's classic Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, oh, and the flames went higher.
I mean, it took me a while to even realize that that's the song I was listening to. That's not exactly the Johnny Cash version.
No, not exactly. Yeah. What I tried to do with this arrangement was capture the spirit of the relationship between Johnny Cash and June Carter. You know, that was, as we all know, is one of the great American country love stories. And that's what I'm trying to capture with this arrangement.
Isn't it gutsy to take on a song that people have heard and know so well and really, really in many ways have always belonged to other musicians?
Yeah, I guess it would be called gutsy. And it gives you, taking a song to another place actually kind of opens it up to almost another genre. And in turn, more people know about the tune. So the song itself becomes timeless that way.
I wanted to ask you about some time you spent in New York. Your career seemed to be taking off. There was a record deal, but things went sour, it seems like. What happened?
Well, New York was a great experience, and I'm one of these people I try to say yes to opportunity, and it was an opportunity to be a songwriter, and I learned a lot from the process. I did my time. I wrote the songs I was supposed to write, and I knew when it was time to go, and I learned a lot about how to write a song, different ways to write a song, how to keep an audience, how to keep people from walking out once they're coming in. I can say I walked away from that really a better musician. And it wasn't until I decided I needed to go back to my home base and write about the things that I know. And that's when my music started to really change. It took a really nice turn.
You went home to Texas, and as I understand it, your mom fell very ill, and you took some time off. It sounds like that was a really tough time.
It was, and it gave me an opportunity to come back to who I am, being my mother's daughter, being a sister, being an aunt, and it brought me back to the things that mattered and gave me something to write about.
And tell me about your mom. What was she like?
My mother was beautiful, and sometimes I feel that she is so with me in that studio.
And why is that so much your mom?
It's part of her, what I remember about her spirit and how much she loved music. And I can see her standing in front of the screen door with the stereo going on and just kind of sway into the music, just her, who she is, and the things that she like.
Okay, there's one more cover that I have to ask you about, because I was really surprised to see it on the CD cover. It has to be the sultriest version I've ever heard of, If I Had a Hammer.
Okay.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out a love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
I think this is a first take, so I had no idea this was actually going to end up on the CD. So I just kind of went with what I was hearing from the guys, and I think it worked out pretty cool. It goes somewhere else, like a lot of the tunes on this CD, and I think it will open up a few listeners to these timeless songs. This is a timeless tune.
Ruthie Foster, it has been so nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Ruthie Foster's new CD is called Let It Burn. She spoke to us from NPR West, and she's getting ready to hit the road for her tour.
If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.
And you can hear more songs from the album Let It Burn at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is back next week. I'm David Green.